The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
It's Money Time with Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. We didn't get through all of the money-saving switches last week, so we've a few more to get through. Start with broadband for me, Charlie. Is it possible to save money by switching your broadband supplier?
You could save a ton of money, Matt, by switching your broadband supplier. You could probably end up with faster download speeds and larger download limits. And you could even end up with better customer service. I mean, the thing to remember about broadband, anything to do with telecoms, it's not always the price. Sometimes it's the level of service you get. But there are some great deals out there. If you look at the likes of switcher.ie, you'd see, for example, Dual Play, which is broadband and calls. You get Vodafone. They're offering €30 for a year, €30 a month for a year. It then goes to €55. Air, around the same price. Pure Telecom, €35. And there's various different options. I mean, the traditional one, Matt, is the phone line broadband, but that's not available everywhere, and that's why we have the national broadband plan to roll out to 540,000 houses. But, I mean, you know, you at least look at it and see if you can't switch. At the very least as well, Matt, ring up your provider and say, look, can you match the price? I've just looked at some of these comparison sites like switcher.ie, and I see that, you know, it's much cheaper. Can you match that price? So you may not need to move at all, because people don't like moving broadband because it involves switching around equipment and boxes and things, you know. So at least put it up to them. You're going to need your phone bill, and you get a thing called your universal account number. And remember, if you're not satisfied with what you get, you have 14 days to cancel. So it's definitely worth looking at, Matt. And a really interesting development now is starting to come in now, and there's only one provider offering it, is 5G broadband. So if you can't get fibre or your phone line broadband doesn't work, 5G is being offered by Three. Now, it's pricey enough. You need to spend €150 on a 5G broadband box in your home, and it's about €45 a month. But it's very, very fast. You know, you're talking about anything from 50 megabits to 250 megabits, which is very fast.
I suspect, Charlie, though, for a lot of people, particularly if they're working from home, that the price may not be the determining factor in the choice they make. It may be the reliability of connection and also the speed and the amount that they can download, which might be the most of interest to them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Matt. And also billing is another massive issue. Of all the complaints that the regulator gets, Comreg, billing tends to be the big one, you know. But, your broadband speeds is very important, you know, download speeds and download limits as well. I mean, if you're using the broadband for digital TV, you may be using it for work on your laptop or your computer. The kids are at home and they're using it for school, so there's a lot of pressure on the system. So you may need to upgrade. So you could achieve two things here. You could upgrade and get a better service, a faster service, and better customer service, and you could save money as well. So it's definitely worth looking at, Matt. I mean, it's a bit of hassle, but it's definitely worth doing, I think.
And what about if you sort of do it in with your TV service? Does that make it harder then to do a bit of switching?
No, I mean, there's good bundle deals where you can get calls, TV, broadband, anything from $39.98 a month for a year, with Air, Vodafone, €45 a month for a year, and then it goes up to $85 after a year. So, you know, I mean, these bundle deals where you get the TV, the calls, and the broadband, they're definitely worth looking at as well. And, you know, streaming is such an important thing for people at the moment, you know, so Netflix or whatever. So, yeah, but you need good broadband for that. You need generous data allowances. So, you know, that's something worth looking at. And a hint as well, Matt, is that there's a number of free trials at the moment for the likes of Now TV, Amazon Prime Video, and Hayu. So, you know, check those out if you're thinking about streaming. It could be an option.
Okay. Now, when it comes to switching, what about the mortgage? Because it strikes me that this could be where the absolute biggest saving financially could be for many people.
Massive savings, Matt. Massive savings. And we're talking maybe 180,000 people are probably overpaying for their mortgage. But you and I have done this in the past, switched mortgages, we've talked about it, and it is hassle. There's no doubt about that. It's complex. You need a bit of patience. But anybody I've ever spoken to about it has said, yes, there's a bit of bother about doing it, but it's well worth it financially. Tiny numbers do it, Matt. Just 3 in 100 did it last year, but the savings are absolutely enormous. We have never had such a wide disparity between rates in this market since about 12 years ago. They're now at the widest level they've ever been in 12 years. You could be paying a standard rate of 4.25, 4.25%, but you could be getting less than 2%, and many banks are offering around 2.5% or 2.25%. So there really is good value there. You could cut the monthly rate that you're paying, the monthly amount you're paying. You could save overall on the interest you pay over the long term. And if you're in a home and you've been paying the mortgage for a while, you're effectively a kind of pre-approved borrower. You'll have a low loan-to-value. So it's secure lending for the bank, so they desperately want you. And there's loads of incentives as well, Matt. I mean, many of them will give you back 2% of the amount you borrow. Permanent DSB will give you back 2%, plus 2% a month off your monthly payments. And it's a good time to fix as well. We've never seen interest rates lower, so maybe now is the time to consider a 3-5 year fix, because we're on historic lows for interest rates. So, yeah, it's a good time to think about it. And if you find it hassle, just get a broker to do it. You don't have to.
Well,
pay anything.
There are two things, Charlie, that strike me in it. One, what about the sort of the deals which aren't necessarily always just about the interest rate, which can also give you cash back as well? And secondly, what about the costs and time involved in having to get a solicitor involved in the whole thing?
You need to get a solicitor, Matt. And you're talking probably about €1,500 to do that. Now, a lot of them will give you the money towards that. You get a contribution from the likes of AIB and Ulster. There's a lot of cashback. People like cashback. Now, the preference will be for the market to have none of that kind of a cashback gimmick, and just for banks to compete on interest rates. But a lot of people like to draw down a mortgage and get a lump of money back, particularly if they're first-time buyers, because it helps to buy furniture, etc. So there are plenty of incentives there. There's plenty to look at. But you're right, Matt, you do need to engage a solicitor, even though it's fairly standard work for solicitors. But, I mean, I would get a broker and engage your solicitor, and they will do the work for you, but you're going to have to dig out the documents, the pay slips and the tax forms and anything like that, the proof of your identity, etc. So there is a little bit of hassle involved.
Have to maybe update life insurance policies as well?
Well, there's always good value in that anyway, and that's always something you should do. Review that, because things change, you will have to move the mortgage protection policy. They want mortgage protection in place. That's a necessity. But there's always good value in that. Particularly, Matt, if you gave up smoking this time last year, so you're a year off the cigs, you could get it for half the price you were paying up to now. Because essentially it's an insurance on your life. You're not a smoker anymore. You're half of the risk that you were. So, review that as well. I've been trying to review that. People just put that in place, either mortgage protection or life insurance, and they don't touch it again. They just leave it sit there. But that is a competitive market. Rates are coming down. There's quite a few competing insurers looking for your business, and you'll probably find you could save money on that as well.
Okay, we didn't even get time to get to the insurance market for switching. We're going to have to do that next week. There are so many ways to save money. We have last week's switching savings up as a podcast. We'll put this one up as well. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. As ever, thank you for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.